White evangelical Christians are among President Trump's biggest supporters. Over 80% voted for him in 2016. But according to new polling, that number has dropped to 72%. Evangelical voters are not a monolith, but they tend to agree on certain issues. So let's bring in one of the country's foremost evangelical leaders and an advisor to President Trump, Dr. Mike Evans. Welcome.
Delighted.
The president handed evangelicals two conservative Supreme Court justices, moved the American embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. So why do you think, given that, support is dropping?
I think it has a lot to do with the environment we're living in right now. I think there's a lot of people that are depressed, lost their jobs. They're looking at the race riot crisis. And a lot of that is upsetting them, rightfully so. Now, I can tell you this. I have 73 million Facebook followers on the Jerusalem prayer team. These are pro-Israel evangelicals, and they're very, very behind the president in his positions on Israel.
Well, we're going to get to that, but you called it race riots. Others are calling it a moment of racial reckoning. There's the pandemic. These are somber times. The president early on said COVID-19 was like a flu. It would disappear like a miracle. And polls show a devastating 2/3 of Americans don't trust what he says on this issue. And then again, to this moment of racial reckoning, the president has said he doesn't see anything wrong with a Confederate flag or statues to what others would call Civil War traitors. Do you see support wavering because of what's happening in this moment, the president's handling of these historic issues?
I can't speak to that. I can only tell you that my mother was an Orthodox Jew and my father was a professing Christian racist who I grew up hearing him say the Jews are running the country and the blacks are ruining it. I'm tolerant because of what I've experienced. I'm looking at the suffering of human beings, and they're suffering because of discrimination and pain, and I have compassion for them, and I have understanding because I suffered under the hands of a racist father who strangled me at 11 and left me for dead when I tried to defend my Jewish mother. So I hate racism.
Yeah. And yet, you know that there are many Americans and many Black Americans who feel this president is racist.
I believe that Donald Trump is the greatest friend Israel's ever had. And here's what I think he's going to do. I think Donald Trump is going to surprise everybody, and he's going to declare sovereignty over Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley. And he's going to say the Bible is not illegal. And when he does that, the evangelical base will jump right up to 100%. They're worried about this country. When they see the riots, when they see the plague, when they see the destabilization, they wonder if God is unhappy with our nation. And they want God to bless our country. And one of the scriptures unites them is Genesis 12. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. So I think he's going to come out with that. And I think he's going to get an enormous support from the evangelicals.
It sounds like what you're saying is that your embrace of Israel, and let's talk about this now, overrides concerns that other people have about the president being racist. You said, for instance, the Bible says, who blesses Israel? God blesses that person. You believe that Donald Trump understands that. Do you also believe that Donald Trump is part of biblical prophecy? We know many evangelicals see him as the modern day flawed, disbelieving pagan Cyrus, who was chosen by God in the Bible to work miracles. Today, many believe Trump has been chosen to play a role now. Do you?
You know, I'm not a prophecy person. I'm a journalist, and I have to deal with the facts. I've written 105 books and over 5,000 articles. I see Donald Trump as a flawed human being. I'm combating anti-Semitism. I believe Donald Trump is a great friend of the Jewish people in Israel. I don't believe Donald Trump is a perfect person. And by the way, we're all flawed. We're all human beings and make mistakes, and some make more than others.
But you well know that there is feeling that the prophecy is that a flawed character, and many believe that it is Donald Trump, much like Cyrus, will play a role in the end times and the return of Christ, which the Bible says will come after a huge battle between Iran and Israel. God will then intervene and save the believers in the rapture. I've really synopsized there. a bit. But you know, John Hagee, Guillermo Maldonado preached this. Lance Wallnau and former televangelist Jim Baker sell a Trump Cyrus coin that people can use to pray for Trump's reelection. Do you disavow all of that?
Listen, I've known a lot of presidents all the way back to Carter, and every one of them was flawed. Actually, to be honest with you, Ronald Reagan, when I would meet with him in private and when I'd see him in public, was two different people. He was not very friendly in private. He tended to be aloof. But in public, he was soft and charming. You know, I think one of the things evangelicals liked about Donald Trump, he was Donald Trump 24 hours a day. If you love him or don't love him, you knew you're getting the same guy.
Some Americans worry that evangelicals are embracing Donald Trump because he's seen to be this flawed biblical character, Cyrus, but also because Donald Trump may be willing to play a part in fulfilling this biblical prophecy in order to keep your votes, and therefore might execute foreign policy when it comes to Israel, not for the good of America, but for the good of end times.
I'm not in it to convert the Jews of Israel or usher in the Messiah. I'm in it to combat anti-Semitism. I can tell you a little story. I was having dinner with the chief rabbi of Moscow at the David Citadel Hotel the night Donald Trump won. And the chief rabbi said to me, "Donald Trump's going to win." I said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Have you read the Haftorah this week?" He said, "The scripture reading is Abraham in Genesis 12, I will bless them that bless thee." He said, "Donald Trump supports life, the right to life, and Israel, and God's going to give him the presidency." As the chief rabbi of Moscow, and it happened.
But this is also a man who mocks and bullies, lies, favors autocrats. Seems like the least, turn the other cheek, Jesus-like president we've ever had. Now, some can understand, yes, this is a man who has said he will try to get rid of Roe v. Wade, and as we said, has appointed conservative judges. And that's understandable. If that is a bedrock of belief, the number one thing somebody wants to vote for, one can understand why that would happen. But people have a harder time understanding, you know, somebody who would have peaceful protesters tear gas so that he could do a photo op with a Bible that he rarely opens. Some would say, why isn't an evangelical offended by a Bible as a photo op?
Well, let me take one point. As evangelicals, we have supported virtually every Republican president. And guess what? Every one of them told us the same things. They're going to recognize Jerusalem, and they're going to give us access. None of them gave us access. The only person that kept every promise he made to us was Donald Trump. He held the first state dinner in celebration evangelical leadership. Are you kidding me? I'll be honest with you. He's never broken his promise to us, we evangelicals.
It's been reported that he likes the idea that evangelicals think he was chosen by God. There are some who worry, again, that that's a dangerous thing for a person to think.
You know, the evangelicals in leadership, they're not voting for Donald Trump to be their pastor. And Donald Trump's not a perfect president. But I can tell you this, for the nation of Israel, there's never been a better president. I know that there's a lot of hurting people out there. There's Jewish people that are hurting. They've had their synagogues bombed. There's Black people that are hurting. And I don't want to do anything but have compassion and a hearing heart.
Oh, Mike Evans, you know, many people would say one of the sources of that suffering for people of color, especially, is Donald Trump.
I think that the problem with racism, it's easy. Texans, 25% of them believe Obama was born in Africa. That's nuts. But we've got to do our best, as Mother Teresa told me, to light a candle rather than curse the darkness.
Mike Evans, one of the country's foremost evangelical leaders and advisor to President Trump. Mike, Dr. Evans, thank you so much.
It was my honor. Thank you.
And of course, we have to note it was Donald Trump who spread that falsehood about Barack Obama's birth.